Time for the Israel Report, and on the line is Yanky Faber, Israeli journalist. Quite an important day this afternoon. Yanky, good afternoon. Thanks for being with me.
Good afternoon. Yeah, so what do you want to know that you don't know?
We don't know very much, and we certainly don't know the mood and feeling on the ground in Israel, so I'm going to rely on you to convey that. And where to from here?
Yeah, so basically the people in Israel are very upset with Donald Trump. That at the moment, we don't know exactly what's the details and what did America give, what did Iran give, and exactly the details have not been published. What we did see, some newspapers, Iranian media, so you cannot trust them, they're not trusted.
Yeah.
They fake a lot of things. And we didn't see anything like from the American media that we can trust. You know, Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, CNN, I don't know, what school else do you have? There's some good, you know, some reliable, you know, newspapers, New York Post, Fox News. We didn't see anything because America has not published anything. What do we see? Some Iranian information that the information was staged by the regime to show that they won and they got the best conditions and blah, blah. Nobody really knows exactly the details. We're waiting for the details. But the way it looks like, it's very upsetting because a lot of things have not been said, not about the nuclear weapon, not about the missiles, and not about Hezbollah. So we're waiting to see, but we are very upset. But look, nobody wrote nasty things against Donald Trump. He did a lot for Israel. Okay, he didn't finish the job. So you're very upset. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. We're waiting to hear the details, and then it will be much more easier to, you know, explain the situation. But it's not very good the way it looks like now. That's the truth.
I spoke about a quote from Henry Kissinger. I think Amit Segal on Channel 12 mentioned this as well today.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, please say it. I forgot the way he said it.
To be an enemy of America can be dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. And I'm wondering to what extent that isn't resonating through many in Israel this afternoon.
It's true. It's true. This is exactly what people feel. You know, be an enemy of America, so you know America is an enemy, so you know how to work with it. But when America is your friend, like Donald Trump, you know, moving the embassy to Jerusalem and attacking Iran for 4, 5, 6 weeks and helping Israel like crazy and getting all the hostages back from Hamas, we don't forget it. We know he did so much for us. Even sometimes he did things that were, like the war with Iran, that it was not popular in America, and he still did it. So, you know, to be upset with him, it's not maybe the right thing to do, but that's the feeling. And yet, you know, he's your friend, so he can tell you not to do something. And
he's your friend as long as you do exactly what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. I mean, the language that he's used against Netanyahu is just as vile. It's unacceptable. You don't talk about, no matter what you think about Bibi Netanyahu, you don't refer to him as he's got no effing judgment.
Yeah,
you just don't do that.
But Donald Trump talks about everybody like this. You know, just if Bibi speaks with him, you know, twice a day, so you lose it. You know, when you're married 20 years, you don't behave at home when you're married 1 year. Because when you're married 20 years, you get used to it, and you're part of the house, and you sometimes lose control, and you say things that you would not say in the first year of your marriage. The same with Netanyahu and Trump. They've been talking for the last, I don't know, 10 years or something, since 2016, since Trump was elected first term. So they're very friendly. They talk to each other all the time. So when you talk all day, sometimes, you know, the situation escalates a little bit. But it comes down very quickly. When you don't talk to each other a lot, then you don't fight. So I don't really see it's a big deal. It's not nice, but it's okay.
Lebanon. We need to talk about Lebanon for a moment. The Israeli army is still in the South Lebanon, south of the Litani, and operating north as well. It seems like there hasn't been a linkage, Yanky. It doesn't seem yet as if
the way it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Hezbollah has announced they're not shooting anything, they're not doing anything, and they're waiting for Israel, for the IDF to, you know, leave. South Lebanon. And the way it looks like, the Israeli media reported just now that, as we speak, that the IDF is preparing to get all the soldiers out, everybody out. I don't know how the agreement is going to be, what's going to be in the end, but Israel is leaving Lebanon in the next few days or weeks. That's for sure.
So we can't forget that Israeli elections are in just a couple of months' time, sometime in October, we think. This must mm-hmm. be devastating for Bibi Netanyahu. You've mentioned on this program a few times that you have serious doubts as to whether he actually will contest the election. I've never really agreed with you up until now. I kind of think...
Yeah, I know, because I also said on the Israeli media in the last 2 years that the draft law for the Haredi community will never pass in the Knesset, and people looked at me like I'm crazy. And I was right, because I know inside the Haredi society, the community, I speak to the rabbis, I speak to the Knesset members, and I don't work for any politician, so I don't need them, so I say the truth, and I don't care what he thinks. The same is about Netanyahu. Netanyahu doesn't have the right-wing gang, as we can call it. If you remember, when Bennett was prime minister, the right-wing Knesset members were like a big gang. They're all together, Shas, United Torah Judaism, Likud, Ben-Gvir, Smotrich. You could not separate them. They've been very united, very strong, so the government could not work. Bennett and Lapid could not do anything. They had 60, 61 supporters, and anything that had to do with the IDF, the Arab party like Ram, on the other parties, did not vote for. Mm-hmm. You don't expect the Arab parties to support the Haredi join the IDF. So a lot of things were very, very complicated. Now, the Haredim are very upset with Bibi because he could not give them what they wanted about the IDF situation.
Yeah.
And they know that even there will be another government, even Netanyahu will get 70 seats. It's not going to help, because the Supreme Court will not let the Haredi pass any law that they want. So what's the point of forming another right-wing government that cannot do anything? So the Haredim will not join Netanyahu, and I still think, I really insist that Netanyahu will not be prime minister after the next election.
Just stay with the Haredim for just one moment. Where on earth are they going to go? You can't tell me that Bennett and Lapid and Eisenkot would pass that law either. There's just no ways.
No.
So where are they going to go?
They're not going to go. They're going to stay in the opposition. They will stay in the opposition, and they will let everybody else who form a government. Look, they're not getting any money now. They don't have a draft law. They're not getting any support from the government in the last year. Okay. Yes. So what's the difference if they're in the government or if they're out of the government? So it's not the government. It's the Supreme Court. So if there will be a different government and the Haredim will stay outside, it will be much easier for them to get what they want. You know why? Because when you lead a government, you need people in the opposition that support you for different times and different votes. Okay? So they're going to come to the Haredim, can you please vote for us about this? And the Haredim will say, yeah, just give us 1 billion shekel for our schools. Can you vote about that? Yeah, just sort out the IDF situation. It's much easier for the Haredim to get what they want when they are not in the government. And it's been like this in the 80s, in the 90s, and it was okay. So they're going to go back to the same position. Listen, they also said, the Knesset member said, we cannot lead Israel if we're not part of the IDF. We need to stay in the opposition and try to do our best from the opposition. And trust me, they can do much better when they're in the opposition. And that's the way it looks like it's going to happen. There will be a united government with Likud, without Bibi, remember, without Bibi. Bibi is retiring after the election. If he cannot form a government, he's going home. He's 78. He had cancer. He's old, he has a court situation, it's finished. People don't lead when you're 100 unless you live in Uganda or somewhere. But when you live in Western countries, you don't lead when you're 100. You go home eventually.
Yeah, it's just unimaginable. I mean, he's been serving for so incredibly long. There's 16 and 17 and 18-year-olds in Israel who know nobody else. I mean, he's everything.
Yeah, he was prime minister first in 1996.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, that's astounding. I think Israel needs to pass a law where you're not allowed to serve more than two terms or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. I think, I hope they're going to do it because I think being prime minister, it doesn't matter who, right, left, center, for too long, it makes you like you're God, and without you, Israel will be destroyed. This is what the people who support Bibi think. If Bibi's going to go, Israel will be destroyed. No, don't worry, Israel will not be destroyed if Bibi is. Prime Minister Henry Bibi is not Prime Minister, and I think two terms is enough. 8 years of the same guy sitting on the chair, it's even too much. So no need 20 years of the same guy leading Israel.
It's very interesting that the, I'm not actually sure. I'm not sure what the surveys are saying, but in terms of the blocks, the Gushim in Israel, if a vote were to be held today, will this ceasefire have a massive effect? Will it change anybody's mind? Will it cause people to change their votes, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. I really think the only thing that will change people's minds in voting is about the Haredi situation, is about the community, the Haredi community, about the Orthodox. Nobody wants the Orthodox parties in the Knesset, in the coalition anymore. Nobody. Some people say it in public, like the opposition, Lapid, Bennett, Lieberman, and Gantz. No, Gantz doesn't say it, but Lapid, Bennett, Lieberman, and also Yair Golan, they say in public, we do not want anti-Zionist parties in our coalition. We do not want people who don't want to serve in the IDF. We do not want people who do not support the Supreme Court. Alikud, some of them say it loud, some of them don't say it. But even people in Likud, the majority of Likud, are fed up with the Haredi parties, and they say we cannot do anything with them. We had enough of them. They're not going to say it in public. And look, even Smotrich voted against the Haredim in the last month quite a few times. Why? Because don't forget, the people who vote for Smotrich or the people who fight in Gaza, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, God knows where else Israel is doing things in the world. And nobody wants the Haredim in the coalition.
Yeah.
It's not nice, maybe the way I say it, but that's the truth.
No, but it is
go
true,
around Israel
it?
And ask the people on the streets, do you want to sit with the Haredim in the Knesset? They will say, no, we had enough.
Final question for you this afternoon, Iyanki. Carol says or asks the question, I heard Bibi has been admitted to hospital. Is this true? Do we know anything?
When?
I don't know. She's intimating today.
No, there isn't anything new about Bibi in the hospital. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago and maybe a few months ago also. He had a special operation and he's okay. He has no problem and everything is okay.
Okay.
Nothing new that we know.
Okay. Iyanki Faber, as always, Toda Rabba Lecha, interesting times. What do they say? That's some sort of a Chinese curse.